In the city, Yoren had loaded up the wagons with salt fish, hard bread, lard, turnips, sacks of beans and barley, and wheels of yellow cheese. But every bite of it had been eaten. Forced to live off the land, Yoren turned to Koss and Kurz, who had been taken as poachers. He would send them ahead of the column, into the woods, and come dusk they would be back with a deer slung between them on a pole, or a brace of quail swinging from their belts. The younger boys would be set to picking blackberries along the road, or climbing fences to fill a sack with apples if they happened upon an orchard. Arya was a skilled climber and a fast picker, and she'd like to go off by herself. One day she came across a rabbit, purely by happenstance. It was brown and fat, with long ears and a twitchy nose. Rabbits ran faster than cats, but they couldn't climb trees half so well. She whacked it with her stick and grabbed it by its ears, and Yoren stewed it with some mushrooms and wild onions. Arya was given a whole leg, since it was her rabbit. She shared it with Gendry. The rest of them each got a spoonful, even the three in manacles. Jake and Hagar thanked her politely for the treat, and Biter licked the grease off his dirty fingers with a blissful look. But Rorg, the noseless one, only laughed and said,
"There's a hunter now. Lumpy face, lumpy hand, rabbit killer."